Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I am Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. Woo-hoo. This week on the show, we're continuing our Star Wars Cringe Month with Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. Attack of the Clones. It's down again from last week. We're sort of going up a little bit. It's kind of like an emotional roller coaster that we're on.
It's peaks and troughs.
It really troughs at the very beginning. Holiday special, that was just...
Oh my freaking goodness.
Huge.
Everything
trough.
Is great compared to holiday special. Like...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It yeah,
it's
really
a, it's
does.
It's a nice World way War to II. Reframe everything.
a prostate check.
Not just the Star Wars.
Jury duties.
Yeah, anything
oh
at all.
Yeah,
if you're having a crap day,
being a vegan.
Remember, we had to watch the Christmas special, so can't be worse than that.
Oh,
can't be.
So, Dean, what did you think of this movie? Revisiting how many times have you watched this now?
I've watched this many, many, many times. I can't.
Yep.
Count. It's That's probably shame, the mate. Least
but
watchable.
We want a number.
Like, oh, freak.
I've watched this 20,000 times with a million more on the way. All right,
Karen. No.
Between 5 and 10 would be where I've, the amount of times I've watched this.
It's Is that all? Okay.
It's the like lesser one that, of all, like, or it's the one with the least amount of rewatch value. And yes, I honestly think for everyone that, like, has hated on the most recent Star Wars films, seem to forget that this movie happened.
Exists.
It's like, you are comparing it to some pretty crap things happening in this movie. It's
big
it's
old
toilet.
Trough.
Oh, yeah, big old trough.
Big old Very trough.
Some crap
happening. Sorry. I hated it.
Yeah.
That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like, that bad.
It was pretty crap.
It flips the bird then for you then.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And it sucks because for the longest time, I was disagreeing with you, Paul, when you kept being insistent that this movie was worse than Phantom Menace. I was like, no, Phantom Menace is the worst.
Yep.
Attack of the Clones was a step up.
No.
I concede. I was wrong.
Yes.
I was very wrong. This is far less enjoyable in hindsight than Phantom Menace was.
It's bad.
It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So, Paul, where's the land for you? Does it flip?
I loved it. No. I am still adamant that I'm going to say it, of the 9 Star Wars movies, this is the worst one.
Yep.
But I did a fun thing on my rewatch this week. I watched it today.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same thing that I did for Episode 8, and I just skipped all the scenes with Anakin and Padme.
Oh, perfect.
Until I got to Geonosis.
Yes.
And you know what?
Would have been a good movie.
Yeah.
That's a good call. That's a really
big improvement.
So good.
Basically, it's just Detective Kenobi, and I love Detective Kenobi. And also, I do like the hindsight of what Count Dooku is doing, because he straight up warns Kenobi. He's like, the Republic's stuffed. But no one sees it.
Oh,
and then
Kenobi's
like, you're an idiot. I'm not going to trust you. You liar.
Yeah.
But you're like, he knows everything and he's playing. Yeah. He's just trying to protect everybody.
Actually being very honest to...
Yes, he is.
Obi-Wan right there.
This is something that I was thinking when I was watching it. Like, so he's a Sith, right? Or isn't he?
Yes. He is a Sith.
He is?
Darth Tyrannus.
Yep.
Right. So he is underneath Palpatine?
Sidious. Yes.
He replaced Darth Maul when he was having some performance issues at work. And so
Yeah.
Downsize.
They cut back.
That's
and
fair.
And Count Dooku's so, like, look, I'm after a retirement plan. This fits in nicely.
I was like, it's an odd retirement plan because he used to be a Jedi,
right? It's more of a volunteer kind of thing.
I didn't pick up on a lot of that when I was like much younger watching these.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like subtle things that I actually really appreciated watching, like revisiting the prequels as a whole. It's still not a great movie
I was about to ask, was it enough to redeem it?
No, it's not enough to redeem it. But it's negative. Like, there's still some really good moments in this, and still stuff that kind of like I'm grateful that they get rid of Jar Jar pretty much straight away, and it's just like, you didn't like him, so we're going to just put him in the background and he's going to disappear.
Smart.
You could boil down the rise of the Sith Empire solely to Jar Jar, because he's the one who said, let's give emergency control to Senator Palpatine.
Completely. Yep.
Now,
completely.
I know
it's all Jar Jar's fault.
Yeah. I know it's one of those things that is hotly debated, and we don't have to go into it again, but do you think that Jar Jar was meant to have a bigger role in this movie? And do you think he was going to be a Sith?
I don't think he was going to be a Sith, but I think he was going to have a bigger role. But there is like an interview or like some behind the scenes footage of George Lucas talking about Jar Jar being the key to everything.
Yeah. Jar Jar, Jar Jar is the key to this. We got to get it right.
Yeah.
Jar Jar.
He's the key to everything. is the actual line that he uses.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I suppose in a way maybe he's meant to be a baddie, but
maybe not a full on Sith, but a tool to the Palpatine.
He's definitely a tool. He just doesn't.
I reckon he's less of a Sith. I think they just got a lot of feedback about Episode One. They're like, let's not.
Can Jar Jar not
be the key to all this? That'd be great. Thank you.
Exactly. So, got it. Yeah, I didn't really like it. There are moments that are good.
The last half hour of this movie is pretty awesome.
Dude, here's the craziest thing. The last hour 10, it takes him an hour to get to Geonosis.
Okay.
The last hour, when does
the Colosseum start? Is that like
about 50 minutes left?
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the last hour of this movie.
But I don't know how it is for credits and stuff. So I'd say probably the last maybe 40 minutes. It's changed my views. I always thought it's like a garbage movie. Last half an hour is good, but the last half of the movie is really cool, and the first half of the movie is pretty decent.
I think you hit the nail on the head. The Obi-Wan Kenobi stuff.
Yeah, like so that good.
Subplot should have been the main plot because that is much better.
Yes.
And just cut everything with Leia and Anakin, please.
Especially Leia and Anakin. I'm sick of Leia and Anakin.
Sorry.
Also get rid of Padme.
Cut everything with Padme and Anakin. Apologies.
I'm sick of watching Mum and Dad on holidays. And also, it feels like they're in this weird phase of green screen where it just kind of looks like they're floating on every single element. Like,
yes.
It's just, it looks funny.
I agree with you. Like for this, I kind of think that the special effects, like the CGI in Phantom Menace, holds up better than the effects in this movie a lot of the time.
Oh, I agree. Phantom Menace was more practical. Whereas Episode 2, they're trying to do the council chambers, the Jedi temple, and all this stuff is so grand, it just doesn't
work.
It's
pretty much all, everything is blue screen in this movie.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. As opposed to, you're right, Phantom Menace, everyone like goes, oh, there's so much CG in Phantom Menace. Like,
most things were practical. Like, all the pod races were practical. All of Tatooine was practical. A lot of the droids were practical.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of this, like most of the sets were practical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
except the obvious.
Not like Gungan City.
Not Sonoma. But, about Gungan City. Oof.
Yeah. But a lot of even the Naboo Palace.
Yeah.
I was looking and I was like, that's an actual set. Yeah. That's crazy.
Was that a set or was that a location?
That was a location. Yeah.
Was it in Italy?
Like you're walking down. There's a there is a scene, there's a one shot where they're walking down a staircase, like, oh, that's really elegant. And then they turn the corner and I swear, like, it's one of those things where it's just, it's in some sort of Victorian palace or yeah. like castle that they're filming.
Well,
and there's
go.
A lion
yeah.
on one of the staircases.
Oh.
It's like, okay, that's an earthly actual place.
Yeah.
But, exactly. yeah.
Well, here we go. Anyway. You'll like this. Mm-hmm. These mm-hmm. are all the Naboo locations. So the Royal Palace was the actual mm-hmm. Palace of Caserta in Italy. The Naboo Forest okay. was the Whippendale Woods in Watford in the UK. Mm. The mm-hmm. main city was, oh, here we go, was Plaza de España in Seville,
as in the Naboo
Spain.
City?
Well, the city, yep. like the, yeah, the palace, like the main city.
Yeah.
The wow. lakeside was Villa de Bilbao in Italy. And if you're mm-hmm. from Villa de Bilbao, I apologize for just the sheer atrocity that my pronunciation mm-hmm. is. But also, you know, right. just live in a different place and don't switch sides during a war. So, hey, Jason.
Now, to segue back to Attack of the Clones, which is the one we're meant to be talking about tonight, how many are, like, what are the actual locations used in Attack of the Clones?
I don't care.
probably Pinewood? None. Probably none. Pinewood.
there was no. a bunch shot in Australia.
Yes, no. but were there any actual practical locations used in Attack?
I don't know if there was many practical sets in there.
Apart from when they revisit Naboo, I doubt there were any. And Tatooine.
Yeah, yeah.
As well, Tatooine. Like, that's probably the only practical set.
Because they were filming. Was it Italy?
Yes, they went back to Tunisia for all the Naboo stuff, and they went back to Italy and Spain for all the for the Tatooine crap, and then Italy and Spain for all the Naboo palace crap. But aside from that, the whole thing's blue screen, and it just doesn't
Everything.
Look right.
No,
it looks a little wrong.
Just a bit. It's yeah, you're right. It's not. It's at the point where they were still not quite getting the blue screen thing right.
Yeah.
Back when, like, you know, this is just the dawn of the digital age of cinema.
Yes.
And it just wasn't quite working.
Yeah.
That's
You're right.
And you can see it also, like, because, like, some of the motion is just a little bit off. It's kind of like it doesn't quite work.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, it was sort of pioneering in the whole HD sort of video, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm not a fan.
I agree.
But,
yep. I think we can all agree. For sure.
Yeah. Anyway, right. So let's we all agree that it flips the bird. Yep. Let's get into the actual
before
plot
we do though,
of this
real
movie.
Quick. We have a review this week. This is a good one.
Cool.
review.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been a while. Nice.
So the rules of this are basically, and look, we're bending the rules because it's kind of funny. But ultimately, mm-hmm. go on to whatever platform you listen to the podcast, mainly like either like Facebook or SoundCloud or whatever. Give us a 5-star review.
Or iTunes.
That's a big one.
Not iTunes. It's not iTunes. Apple
Podcast or whatever.
Apple
stupid
Apple
crap.
Podcast. Not even Connect.
Apple Connect.
Apple
Xbox
Connect.
That's like the back end of things.
give us a 5-star review and leave your comment and I'll read it on the podcast. But if you have bad feedback for us, if you still leave us a 5-star review, you're going to get on there because we're anything if not transparent at Nerds mm-hmm. Before Birds.
Yes.
That's it.
So today's review.
Keep saying the 5-star review is just, that's the doorway in.
That's exactly it. It's just the doorway and then you can punch mm-hmm. us.
Yes.
So today's review comes from Sam, and he says,
I'm nervous about this.
You should be. And it says,
hey,
great podcast. Jason is a twat for dissing Rogue One, though.
Oh,
I agree with him. Yeah. I agree with you, Sam.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, wow.
Look, I did not hate Rogue One. I just think it has some pacing issues, especially in the first half of the movie. It is a great movie if you watch the last hour.
You know what, Sam?
If
you're a jerk.
You don't watch the first like,
really nice guy,
you know,
okay.
hour, then it's a great movie. So
I agree.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
but
just my opinion. Yeah, wait.
Fair enough.
Well, Dean, did you agree with me?
I agree with the fact that the second half is way better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I still enjoy Rogue One more than you do.
Yep.
But
I like all of it.
Probably not enough to call you what Sam called you.
Yeah.
You're an asshole. Twat.
That's
all
right.
Actually, no. Yeah, I call you a twat on a like you know day to day basis, but for other
yeah,
things,
yeah,
that's like for a replacement word, yeah. mate. Yeah. How you going, twat?
Oh, hey, yeah. Twat, how's it going?
To our English listeners, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a much stronger word over there than it is over here.
Yes.
Oh, it really is.
Oh, well, we don't care.
But yeah. We just alienated a whole fan base. Fantastic. Yeah,
in England, which we actually do have a decent fan base in England.
Do we? Right. Yeah, oh, we've been sarcastic. Damn.
But anyways, so let's get into the plot of this. Where do we start?
Thank you, Sam.
Paul,
by the way.
Where do we start?
We start 10 years after the Trade Federation's invasion of Naboo. But ultimately, though, we open on the planet Coruscant. We see what's obviously a Naboo transport because it's sleek and silver. And it does something in this opening scene that I think is very cool. You see all the ships come out of hyperspace. And then they rotate. Right. Well, you're right.
Isn't it just Padme's ship?
No, it's a Naboo cruiser and then three Naboo starfighters. But
yes. I get what you mean. Yes, because it comes out because it's like obviously not all planets are on the same axis. And so.
Yep, that is exactly what my next sentence was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's not on the same axis. Yep.
So I think what Paul was really excited to talk about was how basically the ship comes out of hyperspace and then turns.
Oh, you've said that already. You can crack on.
With
the
count.
You've done that. Okay. Go to the next
ship.
Sentence.
That ship is actually Padme's ship, right?
Ship is Padme's ship. And no, Paul,
it's the Queen's ship. She's not the Queen anymore.
It's the Queen. Okay.
Senator Amidala.
Yeah. There you go.
Senator Padme. Yeah,
but it's...
Look,
but it's her ship. It's still
her
ship.
I'd feel bad for cutting Paul off, but he's a jerk, so I don't care. I'm going to move on. Basically, at this point, 10 years in the future, you're like, oh, this. Shut up. You're like, oh man, I wonder what Padme's going to look like. She's going to be, you know, look way different 10 years older, and she kind of does when she walks out.
Yep, she looks at least three years older.
She's a completely different actress, maybe two years older.
Well, you don't see her.
She walks out of the ship.
You don't see
from
her.
From a distance.
Yeah. Well, she's got a helmet on. But we do see Kiwi actor Jay Lang Aiya. Oh, whatever. How do you say his name? Langer Aiya? No. Langer Aiya.
Yeah,
you
that's
see
exactly
him.
It.
He gets
is it
out and
Captain Typho, is that who we're talking about?
Yeah.
Do you want to finish Jason's sentence as well, then?
I would. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So
we see
he
him.
Actually gets off his cruiser that's helping Padme's ship. I'm just going to say her ship because it's definitely her ship.
Padme's ship.
Anyways, so he's basically helping ferry it in, and so he's an actor that we mostly know in Australia from Play School, right?
Yes.
And,
yes, we do.
And did you know that Tim, our friend Tim, who was on podcast a few months ago for Toy Story 4, he actually worked with him on an animation and he was doing some voiceover work. And apparently the job ended up falling through in the end. But he got to have lunch with him and sit down and talk to him for a little while. And he was saying that apparently they made a helmet for his character and it didn't fit. So he asked the costume department what they were going to do with the helmet. And they're like, we're just going to throw it out. And he's like, oh, you know what? I'll take care of that. So he's like fully taken a helmet from the set and ended up with that. And he's like a massive fan. Apparently he's a really nice guy, but yeah.
Nice. He looks like a nice guy.
I was going to say that's because is that why he never wears his helmet in this movie? He's just always holding it.
Well, no, he wears it at first. They made another one for him.
Okay.
He took home the one that didn't fit so that he had like some memorabilia from the set.
So good. I'll chuck that in the bin for you. I'm already heading out that way.
I'm on my way out. I'm heading out there. Anything else?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need those lightsabers. Yeah, you don't need them. What about that R2-D2 droid? That's getting chucked, right?
Yeah, all right. Cool.
George Lucas's briefcase of money. Do you want me to take that as well?
Like, what's that stack of paper that says Revenge of the Sith? Do you want me to throw that as well? Is that recycling? No. Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah. If you need me, I'm here.
I'll be at the bin. I'm going now. Oh, I'm going now. No? All right. Just the helmet.
So,
just the helmet. Keys to Skywalker Ranch. Yeah, they're just spare. That no one's using them. All right, got it.
They can need the helmet. I'm going to go and hang up with the guy who was Jungo Fitz. And his son.
Captain.
Get him, dead.
I'm Captain Tofu. I'll be your captain tonight.
So, anyway, so the ships all land, and
yes.
And Jay announces that he was must have been wrong.
We are pretty much first
about,
name basis.
There being danger, and there mustn't have been any danger at all.
Danger.
So, Senator Danger.
Danger
at all.
Danger at all.
Yee-hoo. So, Senator Amidala's ship arrives, and as she's walking out, boom, it explodes.
What happens? What happens?
No.
Oh, no.
And
they killed off the main character.
They did not. So, they
wait, what?
Didn't. We find out that it's actually her stunt double who has done it. Yeah,
like, I'm just going to call her stunt double.
Yeah, okay. She's just, what are they, like?
A bodyguard. Doubles, right? A body double.
A bodyguard, yeah.
Anyway,
so her dying words are...
They probably do all the princess's stunts as well, like all the senator's stunts.
Yeah, she probably does when she, like her, well, she does her walking for her. She does, like,
does the handshakes. Driving.
Yep. Yeah,
that's avoiding potential cold sores.
It's all stunts.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing the whole Russell Coit All As He Adventures, like, handshake cut thing.
Yeah, and it's a different hand.
Every time she goes to shake someone's hand, cuts to a decoy.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, her body doubles dead.
She dies. Her dying words are, I've failed you, Senator. And I was like, she died in her place. She hasn't failed. That's actually a job well done.
Yeah, you did great. Like, well done.
She's done exactly what she's there for.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, but if a suicide bomber came back and said, I have failed you, yes. Yes, you have. But
if
you died, well done.
Yeah, exactly.
Hats off to you.
Well, exactly. I wonder what's the success. Like, basically, what happens if, you know, Padme died, but she survived? She comes up, Padme, I'm alive.
You have failed me.
I hope I made you proud.
Does that make me queen now?
I didn't fail you.
Yeah, exactly.
Naboo was takes mine. Over.
It's all right. No one will know.
Corday's dead. Then we hard cut up to the, basically she gets put under witness protection. From the Jedi.
Yeah,
Jedi saying kind that of.
She meets with Palpatine, and there's a whole heap of other things that happen as well. But they're
it's pretty easygoing witness protection. Like, it takes them a while to get there to that point.
It does.
Not really.
There is this really great moment where Yoda sees her for the first time after like the explosion and everything, and he's like, I heard what happened on your landing or whatever, and I'm grateful to see that you're alive. And she's like, straight up with like, enough of the pleasantries. Do you have any idea who's behind the attack? Yeah. Like, that's like her first line.
Yeah, thing. Yoda's like, and seeing you here, like, safely brings warmth to my heart. Who did this?
Whoa, like, man. You,
they destroyed my wardrobe. You know how angry Obi-Wan's going to be.
Wait till Obi-Wan hears what happened to my wardrobe.
Wait till I go talk to Qui-Gon's ghost. Wait till that conversation happens.
Wow. Because, you can stick your midichlorians, Yoda. Who blew me up?
So she straight up accuses Count Dooku, who we didn't know even existed. But
this is
when we get the little bit of exposition from Mace Windu, who explains that he used to be a Jedi and it's not in his
it's
nature.
Not in his character.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So Yoda, the ever observant person he is, tells Padme, for certain you are in grave danger, you are. Or for certain in grave danger, you are. It's really hard to like take a quote from Yoda and not try and correct
it. I reckon he's just pretty annoyed at Padme at this point and just trying to like freak her out.
Yeah, he's been sassy.
Probably not,
Yoda.
Sass leads to annoyance. Annoyance leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate just leads you to being a bit of a bastard, to be honest.
No.
So they tell Padme, you're going under Jedi protection. And they said, this is fantastic timing.
Yes.
Because Obi-Wan and Anakin have just come back from a big old trip.
Well,
and that's when Palpatine steps in and he's like, you know, let's get the gang back together. And he enlists Obi-Wan and Anakin to be that additional security.
And that is possible.
That's right.
As Paul said, they've just gone back.
Yeah, exactly.
So then we cut to...
Anakin arriving at Padme's house. So yes. Anakin and Obi-Wan, they're like, they're dialing up the creep level to 11.
Yeah.
And
initially in the lift, they're sitting there, like standing there in the lift, chatting away. I was like, this is fantastic, actually. This is quite enjoyable. Nice. I do enjoy Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan, and he's making Hayden Christensen look like a good actor. And I really hope that all the movie is this banter between them, because that's going to be fantastic. They better stay together this whole movie.
I would love to see, like, throughout this entire sort of like episode 2 and 3, elevator conversations with Obi-Wan and Anakin are my favorite. I think they're very funny. Really good.
That would be fantastic. They should probably do that as like a, you know, comedians in cars getting coffee.
I was
coffee
just
kind of
thinking
thing.
That. Jedi's in elevators.
Jedi's in elevators.
Jet Six.
Yeah. Bickering Jedi's in elevators, because that's pretty much all they do, like when they're not
yeah.
Well, when they're just together, they're just always bickering.
When they're together, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bit of banter.
Never together
it's good
in this movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but like, then when they're in a room full of people, like later on, they get really bickering.
Well, because Anakin is so arrogant.
Super awkward. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Whenever Anakin's talking to someone that's not Obi-Wan,
it's the worst.
It's so bad. That dialogue is so bad. So Anakin. They arrive at Padme's house with Obi-Wan, and he dials up the creep completely. Oh. And she says to him, "Annie, my goodness, you've grown." And he's straight away, he's like, "So have you.
So have you.
Grown more beautiful." And more
beautiful.
I'm like,
really beautiful.
And she
look hot too.
I mean, so beautiful.
She does like the great like friend zone sort of line, and she dismisses his creepiness by saying, "Annie, you'll always be the boy I met on Tatooine." I was like, "Yeah, that's nice."
He's thinking, like, "I want to be the man you meet in Coruscant."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, well, show him your lightsaber.
And then he's like opening up to Jar Jar. It's like, "I've thought of her every single day."
They're perfect for each other, because even Jar Jar's like, "I'm so glad to see you." She doesn't remember me, Jar Jar.
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. Exactly like what she did with Yoda.
Skywalkers are just jerks, basically.
They're just completely. They hate animated characters in this movie.
That's right. Just, they hate anime.
So we get a scene of like them like meeting with everyone, and then straight afterwards we get a scene with Boba Fett.
Who?
And he meets with
Jango.
What? There you go.
Jango.
Yeah. Jango, sorry. It's Jango, not Jango. It's not Boba. Mm-hmm. It's Jango Fett, but we don't know that at this stage. And he's meeting with the assassin Zem, yep. I think it is.
Zem Wessel. And, yes, Wessel.
I see we all have Wikipedia open.
We do.
No, we don't. Actually, I've just got my notes. But
5 years
gives
of collecting
Zem
Star Wars fact file.
There you go.
Something stuck.
Yep. So, yeah.
Unfortunately, not really good things. But hey.
So Fett gives Zem some poisonous slug caterpillar things. Woo. And I was kind of like, so what she does is she just goes and sort of loads them onto a droid that then carries the slugs to Padme's room.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I couldn't Fett just have done that, like just cut out the middle woman and just done it himself. Like,
there is a bit of a weird chain of command.
He could have taken the droid that cuts the glass open and just blown her head off through the window.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Any, yeah.
Shoot
yeah,
her
that
in the
would
face.
Have been a better idea. Yeah.
He was busy. He had to set up over in the alleyway where he was going to shoot Zem later.
Yeah, he was waiting.
Yeah.
Was, yeah. Mm,
but exactly. I just think like, yeah, he didn't have to share it like with her. Like he didn't have to share the actual bounty or whatever the actual hit. What did they call that? Like the actual
bounty?
The bounty?
What do you want?
Yeah, is it a bounty? Is it a bounty? It is a bounty.
It's a bounty,
right?
He's a bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hunting.
Yeah, that's true.
Was a bounty.
Yeah, so like doesn't have to like share the bounty with Zem. He could have just done it himself.
Well,
like,
that's why he's going to kill
she
her.
She was just a glorified courier at that point, really.
Maybe Zem is an apprentice, a rookie.
Maybe.
Maybe he's just taking
yeah, maybe.
Her
maybe
ring.
He's letting her go out on her
yeah,
own.
Exactly.
Do her
that's
own
right.
thing.
This is my intern, Zem Wessel.
Man, you've got such a high turnover rate here. They just get so ambitious.
It's the industry,
this
know?
Is my
it's
new intern.
So
for today,
the droid that's goes it. Up to the building, cuts a hole in the shield, then the glass, and then drops the most mm-hmm. with it centipedes into the bedroom.
Sorry,
they start walking through.
Sorry, yeah. Just I'm gonna stop okay. you.
Oh,
we get the best creepy line from Anakin before this.
Oh, yes. Yes. We, I don't, it's so
you know the
bad.
Line.
I know the line. She's blocked
she
the
covered
cameras.
The cameras.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she liked me watching her.
Well,
okay, Chief. All he's missing is just like the molestache and he's full-blown stalker.
For some reason, she didn't like me looking at her.
She doesn't like her when I look at the cameras in her room. So the slugs are in her room.
Yeah.
And they're crawling up her bed. And then R2, who's programmed to keep an eye out for problems, all of a sudden turns on starts scanning the room. But the slugs, who were aware of this, stop. And they wait.
They are very spatially aware of these slugs.
Do his scan and then proceed with the trickery. And as they're about to bite, well trained. Exactly. And as they're about to bite Padme, Obi-Wan and Anakin are like, I sense it too. Anakin runs in there and like a boss dog with a lightsaber millimeters from her face, cuts the two slugs apart. Obi-Wan wastes no time, sees the droid and he's like, droid! And runs out the window and smashes and grabs the droid.
Actually, that is an epic
Well, he hitches
moment.
A
that
ride on the droid.
He
like fully...
He full on sends it. And he gets it. So he's got on the droid. The droid's trying to shake him off. He's swinging through the city of Coruscant. Zem sees this thing hanging off her droid and is like, well, damn it. That's my droid.
That's not
and
cool.
I guess I don't have a permit to fly it in the city area. It's like a Mavic Pro. Yeah. So she shoots it, thus knocking Obi. I was going to call him Ewan. He knocks Obi-Wan into a freefall above the high cities of Coruscant. Anakin has gotten a really cool speeder, though, and catches him.
Mm-hmm.
And they proceed to do a very cool chase.
What took Leo so long?
Yes. To find the speeder.
There are some cool moments in this. And then... There's the moment where Anakin jumps out of the speeder onto Zem's thing,
cool
which is really cool.
Though. Yeah,
and Obi says the line, he's like, I hate it when he does that. And I was like, how often is he just jumping out of a
probably
speeder
a lot.
That you actually, like,
Now, here's
that just
thing.
Doesn't seem like a thing that you do a lot.
And
though.
here's something that, I wonder what you guys would think of this. You know how we got... the Clone Wars animated TV show to bridge the gap between episode 2 and 3, which actually isn't that very long.
Yes.
I feel like there is so much more content that could be mined for the adventures of Obi-Wan and Anakin between episode 1 and episode 2 in his training years.
Yeah, because there's a lot of references to it. Yeah,
that would be a cool animated series. You can see how many times he jumps out of ships.
I'd guess Anakin by then.
But think like bring back the Anakin from.
But
the
he
Clone
wouldn't
Wars
be that
series.
Anakin like, though, because he's not the Jedi Knight Anakin.
He'd be
he's
a bit younger.
Padawan. He's Padawan. Why can't I do this? You don't trust me. You're holding me back. Why doesn't Padme want me to watch her on the
he's
cameras?
Phantom Menace. Anakin though.
Counterpoint.
He's
more Obi Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, but you can't. It can't be a whole animated. So, you know what? Bugger it. I'm just saying no a bunch. Yes. Give me an animated Obi-Wan. Give me a live action Obi-Wan. Give me all Obi-Wan
all
the time.
The
Disney Plus.
Anyway.
Obi-Wan Plus.
Thank you.
Obi and Annie.
Nice.
Annie.
Enter a bar.
Well, they shoot Zem down. She crashes.
Yes.
They then enter the bar. We get the wonderful Death Sticks line.
I don't want to say your death sticks.
And we also get before that, we get him say, why do I get the feeling that you're going to be the death of me? Do you get it?
I get it.
And then we do get the Death Sticks line, which is you want to buy some Death Sticks, and that's by Matt Duran, who that's a cameo by Matt Duran, who you more commonly might know him as Mouse from the Matrix movies.
Oh,
who says that line? So
that's
cool. He's a Sydney cider, and he actually did some work, some company.
Has
he's
Tim
a carpenter
done work
now,
with him as well?
Yeah,
epic.
Pardon? No, actually, okay. Another friend of mine works. He did some work for him.
Really?
He owns a carpentry place in Brookvale.
Huh.
And yeah, he often does some work for him.
Well, there you
so,
go. That is
yeah,
actually really
that's
cool.
Another person. And we also get a C-3PO, like Anthony Daniels has a brief cameo as a human in the bar as well.
I didn't know that at all.
Side
that
characters.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we have Obi and Annie, they fan out and they're trying to find Zem amongst the crowd, and mm-hmm. we get the line that she's actually a changeling.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She could potentially be anyone in the bar. Mm. So they're both sort of looking around, and then she sneaks up behind Obi-Wan and he just straight up senses her and swings around, and we get our nice hand cutting off.
Classic Obi-Wan
sort of theme
in a bar.
I feel like this is
a
throwback
to something,
but
Obi-Wan.
I just can't remember what it is.
You don't see it. Does he actually cut the hand off? I thought he just like tagged
her. Yeah.
You don't see it.
He cuts her hand off.
He does the full arm. She's still holding.
Well, I think
her
it's just a hand.
Down.
It's just like
okay.
It's from the wrist up.
Oh,
it's okay. Yeah.
That's the hand.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's the hand. Yeah. So anyways, I realized at this point that she's a changeling, mm-hmm. but she never actually changes until after she dies.
Oh, she changes
so
a few
I was
times
like,
during
that...
the chase.
Once.
Yeah.
But
does
I'm
she?
Pretty sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
there's
it
like,
very
there's
brief?
One shot right where she changes and it's like, it's basically the, hey, I'm a changeling shot
yeah.
to like then let
yeah.
us and Anakin.
But when she's
it.
In
she's
the bar, she just stays... as Zem, and I was like, why would you not? That's like the perfect opportunity to blend into the crowd.
Again,
but
we're
then
pretty
she doesn't
sure
use it,
she's a rookie.
Yeah.
Like we're pretty sure
yeah,
she
well,
is
yeah.
an intern.
Yeah, the intern.
Yeah, yeah. So she doesn't know how to use any of these powers yet.
That's right.
But
she's
hey,
still
yeah.
new.
Mm. So mm-hmm. she's
what
about to tell
to
them that Jango Fett,
Jango
mm-hmm. Fett.
Yep.
She's about to tell him. Tell Obi and Annie that Jango Fett was the one that actually paid her to do the hit, and at that moment she gets shot and dies with a poison, yeah, poison's thing, dart,
poison dart thing,
blow
that's
dart
right.
thing, mm. yeah, and man.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We can figure out where that dart came from and track that.
Hopefully we can track that Obi. With
Hopefully it's
Obi
something
detective.
Special.
Hopefully.
Not just your average, everyday,
yeah,
ordinary blow dart.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully it comes from somewhere very specific.
Hopefully we know somebody to like an expert in the subject to
yeah.
go and meet up with.
On Coruscant.
Mm. Yeah. Hopefully we do.
On Coruscant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So that pretty much covers half the movie.
That all happens. Spoilers.
Yeah, that all happens. So the council agree that Obi-Wan and Annie should play detective and protector
yep.
mm-hmm. from now on. Detector. So they mm-hmm. split them up, and Obi goes on the offensive, and so does Annie.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He goes
hey.
On the
offensive. Freaking
so he goes with Padme to Naboo. yeah, no. to the restraining order.
Right to HR for a chat about respecting your female co-workers, and that no means no.
Yeah, so
I make him do a course, which he hates course, as opposed to smooth. But hey,
oh my
yeah. God. Yeah, yeah. Oh. So there's a conversation where Anakin and Padme, like Padme says, Anakin, you've grown up, and straight away he like basically undermines her comment by saying that Obi-Wan fails
that
to
way.
See it, and she just like he basically has a little tantrum, and you're like, oh wow, you're
at this point you're kind of waiting for Padme to say, I actually take that back, eh?
Yeah, take that back. I was wrong.
Yeah.
You're not grown up
you
at all. But
weedy little brat.
What a loaded question.
I feel like this movie is kind of like a bad message for kids, because it's like, hey kids, if being creepy doesn't work, just keep on being creepy. Sooner or later they'll wear down.
If being creepy doesn't work, get them alone.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah. I'm your protector now.
Oh, why would you escape when I'm here to protect you? So he goes and isolates her over at Naboo. Yeah. Meanwhile,
Naboo. That's, and Obi does his detective thing and meets up with Dex, who knows where the dart comes from.
Yeah, Obi-Wan.
Hello, Dex.
Which is he's a great PS1 sort of character, like rendering.
But it's
take it easy.
Wow,
it's not.
What are you talking about? He has a mustache.
He does have a mustache.
All those hairs.
And Padme says goodbye to Rose Byrne's character.
Oh yeah,
she's
Rose
in
Byrne's
this,
in this.
By the way,
in
yeah,
this movie, yeah.
I completely forgot she was in this.
Mm-hmm.
But
another Aussie.
Yeah, so she has like a nice little crying scene just to show that she can act. yeah.
Yep.
And
she's just happy she wasn't the one on the landing platform. Decoys don't go too well there.
Yeah. No.
So, like a replicant.
So Padme and Annie are hanging out in Naboo. And
this is good as an intern for a bounty hunter.
And there's a few disposable roles in this.
I look forward to the Disney Plus movie Decoy versus Hunter. A Star Wars story. A brief one, though.
Yeah, big plot twist. Brief. They both die
it's
in the
like
first 5
minutes.
I'm going to land my ship here.
I failed you. Padme and Annie are hanging out on Naboo, and Padme's like, "You've changed so much." And he keeps up the creepiness.
Yeah, you
You haven't changed a bit. You're just how I remember you in my dreams.
And then they make out.
Yeah,
I dream about you every night.
She's apparently on board with the creepiness.
She's on.
By this point.
Oh,
she starts to wear like she gets changed in nearly every scene, but he stays the same.
Well, he's a Jedi though, honestly. Yeah. What do they wear? He probably has like 3 of the same thing, or he never does a load of washing.
Maybe that's it.
True.
Yeah.
But,
so,
okay. Yeah, he never carries a bag of clothes or anything.
Did we say that Dex said that the blow dart came from Kamino? The blow dart came from Kamino, and that's the only place it could have come from. But where's Kamino?
Absolutely.
It's not in the records, so it doesn't exist.
Lost the planet. Obi-Wan has.
Man, we lost
how
the planet.
Embarrassing.
How open-minded are the Jedi in this movie? It's just amazing.
Well, I mean, they're pretty open-minded. Mm. They do tell him, hey, there's gravity, so it's probably there.
Yeah.
So don't say. Don't
well,
go.
That's it. Well, a youngling actually saves the case. Like, he's the one that solves
it.
He
goes, because the planet should be right here, but I don't see it. And the kid's like, okay, Boomer, obviously it's there.
yeah, exactly.
Is there gravity?
Truly wonderful. Truly wonderful the mind of a child is. Oh, my goodness.
Truly dumb the mind of a Boomer is.
Yeah.
We're talking about
the
show.
Obvious the answer
Boomer,
was.
We're not having a show.
It's just in the fictional version of Star Wars.
It's a fictional Boomer.
Fictional Boomer. Yeah.
Fictional Boomers. I think that's fair play. Great.
They're open slather.
No, like, there's not just, like an official rule book to this, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, we agree.
Yeah, anything made up, we can insult, I suppose.
Okay,
So
Obi-Wan,
so Anakin and Padme.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah,
Obi-Wan goes to Kamino.
Obi-Wan,
because honestly, Anakin and Padme are sticking around in Naboo. It all sucks.
No, they're talking about they're talking about not liking sand
at this point. They're having a picnic.
Oh, yeah, and he's riding that terrible CGI thing, and it looks really fake. He's doing, like, the Legolas thing, it's very bad.
It's so bad.
Really fun. And talking about sand, yes, you're right, and having dreams about mums.
Dreams about mums, right, and there's also a terrible CGI article where poor Natalie Portman has to fake eat. Like and it looks so
fake
bad.
Eating pears,
going off
undermining Anakin.
Yeah. Going off what the Corridor Digital guys did. Like, they did that pair, but the pair went behind the glass, so the VFX artists had to, like, distort the pair. behind the glass for a scene that just sucks anyway.
I don't know why they didn't just put a pear on a fork
and then
roto it out.
Yes,
like rotoscope
it out.
Like it would have. You key it out. Just like anything would have been better than that.
Keep
like
the physical pear.
Yeah.
And then,
it's so that much she can easier. Chew it.
What about a fake fork?
But
the pear is on a string.
Brilliant.
And I'm not a even qualified. Can you tell?
She's got to balance her hand.
Like
the perfect
what about
distance from the pen.
A sheet of glass. Yeah. Do like the whole Stanley Kubrick thing where they like, you know, the pen, the
2001
floating pen.
A Space Odyssey just, thing.
Yeah. Have the sheet of glass just slide across and then she can just bite half of the pear.
Perfect.
Like it'd just be
easy.
Yeah, anyway.
Come on, George.
So that would have been,
But then you'd have to
better,
put a magnet or something. Or like, oh no, you just stick the pear to the glass and then jab a fork in it.
Yeah.
Pull it. I get it. Perfect.
Yeah. That's perfect. How I could have done it. But anyway.
Whilst we discuss the intricacies of pear digestion, Obi-Wan flies to Kamino. Obi-Wan, so he lands in the very, basically the water world of Kamino. The Kaminoans are expecting him and that surprises him. So he meets with the Prime Minister of Kamino.
Yes.
And the Prime Minister's like, hey man, your army's looking good. Your army's pretty much ready. And he's like, what army? And, you know, the Prime Minister like, says, oh, the one that Cypher Diaz ordered, like, the other day. And he's like, he's been dead for 10 years.
Cypher Diaz?
I know.
Cypher Diaz
basically
been
like,
dead for 10?
Imagine a client just completely, like, stuffing up communication and not actually contacting you for updates. Or and you're sitting there with a finished product and you don't know where to send it or anything. Like, they're pretty polite
They are really polite, and they're actually committed. Like, imagine going 10 years without getting an email to confirm, like, you know, we're still on track
or
something like that. Like, you know,
funding's probably pretty light at the moment,
That's a big invoice.
I feel like they might have got a paycheck. I feel like Count Dooku might have been, like, giving them a little bit of money.
Oh, could have been a pretty massive upfront payment. As well, like while he was still in the Jedi Order.
For an army, probably.
And then just like,
How did they not just, like, you know, skip town?
There was,
with, like, that upfront payment.
Well, there must have been some extreme, like, money laundering happening that the Jedi Council just didn't notice. But
well,
hey.
Speaking of skipping town, Obi-Wan's like, the clones are very impressive, you know. How are you making them? And the Prime Minister says, well, we're cloning this bounty hunter called Jango Fett, and we keep him here on Kamino. So Obi-Wan's like, I'd very much like to meet this Jango Fett. And the Prime Minister goes, okay, let's go. So they go and meet Jango, and they're met at the door by his son, Boba Fett. Hey.
Boba.
Or
Boba.
Or Boba.
As it's pronounced in this movie.
Or Boba. By his father, Boba.
Yeah.
So basically Obi-Wan is talking to Jango and he starts shaking him down, asking him, have you ever been to Coruscant? And he says, yes. And he's like, recently? Perhaps. And he's being all shifty and they know what's up. They know the game they're playing. But also his armor is in the doorway. So Obi-Wan's got a pretty good crack at that one.
So,
Eventually, they leave. Obi-Wan reports back to the Jedi Council and says, it's obviously him, so I'm going to go. And they're like, go and get him, bring him to us, and we'll question him. So he goes, tight, let me go and do that now real quick.
Yeah.
So he goes and does that.
They're leaving.
They're leaving. Pack your bags, Boba. No. We're out. We're peacing out. We're getting out of here.
Yeah.
So they... Obi-Wan rushes.
We're leaving dead.
Oh, dead. Get him, dead.
Dead.
So
watch this, son.
Dead, watch out. So Obi-Wan runs out onto the platform where Slave One, by the way, Slave One's there, which is pretty cool. And the kid's like, dead. And then a big old fight breaks out between Bounty Hunter and Jedi, which is actually pretty cool. Jango's got a whole bunch of gadgets that sort of keep him level paired with the Jedi, so long as he doesn't get too close because, you know, lightsaber. Eventually, they both fall over the edge of the landing dock, and Jango manages to catch a grip. and cuts mm-hmm. Obi-Wan free.
Yep.
And Obi-Wan mm-hmm. looks like he's dead, but he's not. He's just swung onto a lower platform. And then
mm-hmm. I was surprised that he wasn't
me
dead.
Me too. No, me yeah. too as well.
Yeah, I was like, how did he not die? And like, yeah I didn't know he'd die
I was
in
like,
that moment. But
maybe
yeah,
they'll clone
surprising.
Him.
Shock.
And that's who we see in episode
maybe.
Four.
Actually, that's kind of
not a bad
cool.
idea.
Is it some?
But yeah.
That kind of would have been
be pretty
cool.
Sick.
But anyways, yeah. yeah.
Well,
yeah.
but
we definitely anyway, not have seen yeah. that coming.
He's not dead.
By this no, point, he's not. Django's getting ready to get in his ship. Obi-Wan comes back and Django buggers mm-hmm. off. Yeah. Obi-Wan flings a tracker on him and then mm-hmm. runs back to
ooh,
his
yeah.
ship and tracks him.
Mm-hmm. He does.
To the planet mm-hmm. of Geonosis.
With that
Geonosis.
Same tracker. Well, just in case people weren't confused.
Yeah, not a different tracker, guys.
No.
The same
not
tracker.
A different tracker.
Why yeah. would it be a different tracker?
yeah. No, well, I'm explaining that it's not a different tracker, just in case people were confused.
What?
I'm just messing
Are
with you.
Are you an idiot?
No.
Trackers is pretty
anyways,
pretty hard to come
so
by.
So back on
you can't track
back
down.
On Naboo, Anakin's having some nightmares.
Yes.
And
dreaming of mums.
You know what?
Can we actually I do kind of feel like we should just stick with Obi-Wan.
Yeah, let's
because
stick to Obi-Wan.
I would very much appreciate that because I just hate talking
so
about
so we're in the asteroid
stuff.
Field above Geonosis.
So,
and
yeah.
No,
Django
but
is
anyways,
like,
going back big. To Anakin. Look, this is okay. what happens in the story. So Anakin okay. has some nightmares and he's like, I've got to go to Tatooine because my mum's like in danger.
Yeah.
So and I think these scenes kind of work. Like they do work, especially when he gets to Tatooine. Like when he
runs into
his
Watto
mom
again,
and everything like
and
that,
and all that stuff.
More when he does the whole genocide sort of thing.
Oh,
but we'll
yeah.
get to that.
Cool. Yeah, more that.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
not
we'll
there
get
yet.
To that. Yeah. But mm-hmm. no, we're not there yet. So
he was only one off.
He convinces
anyway.
Padme. Yeah, yeah, it's only really...
It's just mass
yeah.
murder.
He yeah, that's true. He convinces Padme that they should go to Tatooine. So mm-hmm. she's like, yeah, okay, I'm in love with you now because like I'm over the creepy vibes. Yeah. So I'm going to come with yep. you.
Ooh,
and
God,
they
though.
Meet up with Joel Edgerton and Jack Thompson, who are in this
you
movie.
You skipped yeah, the whole yes. fight above Geonosis. With
no,
Obi-Wan
no, we're coming back to that.
Slave One. No, that happens.
We're coming back
that
to that.
Before this. He throws
does
the
it?
Tracker and then we hard cut to Geonosis. We don't
okay.
go back to Anakin
really?
Until after that whole thing.
Okay. So yeah. it was actually probably okay. was a good idea to stay with.
That's why I was continuing.
Stay with Obi-Wan. Okay.
Yeah, well, let's just skip across anyways.
Look, they go to the asteroid field and they blow each other up and then Django's like, I got him.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
I'm
going to
go
right.
land on the
yeah,
planet.
Yeah.
But Obi-Wan's not dead. He hit an asteroid. Side note, though.
I was just trying to get through this quickly,
that's the last we're
going to
see of him.
Oh. Well,
I love getting under your skin.
You
it's so easy.
anyway, look, Obi-Wan's not
so
dead. He
wait,
hit an
wait,
asteroid.
Wait.
What?
He was following Django through the asteroid
yes.
field
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Was he using the same tracker that he put on the ship?
Oh.
No, he's using his eyes, you knob.
Oh, okay, cool.
See
so that tracker will come into play at some point,
oh,
I think.
How cool did the seismic charges sound, though?
Yes.
They actually
and also
did sound really
and
cool.
also Slave One's guns.
And they kind of remind me of the Solo explosion as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the explosion
actually,
after the heist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, the guns and everything is really yes. cool. He hides on the side of an asteroid
mm-hmm.
after they blow up a bunch of them. And yeah.
And then he
now
heads on down
we?
To Genesis. Nope, Geonosis. Genocide. Geonosis. Speaking of Geonosis,
genocide.
What are Anakin, what is Anakin up to?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, so he meets up with Joel Edgerton and Jack Thompson, and they explain to him that, you know, that Jack Thompson's character, I can't even remember what his name is. What's the name?
His
of
last
Jack
name's
Lars.
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, no. Okay. So mm-hmm. he basically,
Cleek.
he'd
really?
Married.
Cleek Lars.
Cleek Lars.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
What a name.
So he'd married, is it Shmi?
Yep.
Is that the mums? Mm-hmm. It just reminds me of Peter
Shamwell?
Pan, Shmi.
Yes. Yeah.
No,
Captain
no,
Cook's.
Shmi.
The Captain
yeah,
Hooks,
yeah.
buddy. Yeah, not Captain.
Yeah,
Kirk.
Exactly. So he'd married Shmi and basically like Joel Edgerton is now his stepbrother, mm-hmm. and so we know that basically. Yep.
I think there is that line there. I guess we're stepbrothers. Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Then, yep. I think that is actually a line mm-hmm. then.
But then he finds out sand people stole his mum.
Oh, dear.
He did. And is that how Jack Thompson's character got into a wheelchair? Is that what caused him to be in a wheelchair?
He lost his leg.
In the attack? I thought he just lost his leg, so that's why he hasn't gone after her.
No, because they were saying I
think it was in the attack.
I would have gone after her, but after I lost my leg, it became hard. It became too hard. It was like insinuating that he lost his leg trying to go after them. Because he's also talking about how many people died trying to rescue her.
Trying to save her. Yeah, that's right.
So it's pretty recent.
Yeah, there's going to be some more.
Not trying to rescue her, though.
Would you?
So Anakin, he goes off and he finds the camp that she's at, and she's been tortured, and it's actually she's just on a deathbed basically. Yeah. And when he arrives, and she does die, and then he just straight up kills all the sand people.
I love how
he just goes mental.
Like just the alert is like all the sand people are chilling, and then you just hear the lightsaber go off. You see the two sentries die, and then he just cuts this guy in half. It's great.
Yeah. So pretty brutal. He heads back to
Tatooine.
Tatooine. It's all Tatooine.
To the moisture farm.
That's why I was like, it's not Tatooine. It's like somewhere else on Tatooine.
Yes. Oh, freaking guys.
Yeah. Stop it.
Oh, anyways. Is it annoying, Jason? Sorry. Is it the same Tatooine that they were on?
It is on Tatooine. Yeah, we're on Tatooine anyway. So he heads back to Tatooine. No, I could do this all day and actually
Can we please push on? This is doing my head in.
To the moisture farm.
I hate it when mom and dad fight.
He goes back to Tatooine and he admits to genocide to Padme. Yep. And Padme's like, oh, Annie, I love you. I was
Anakin, I'd never step out of line.
People.
Because I'm afraid that you'd kill me.
And she's like, to be angry is to be human. You're just human. And I'm like, what the hell? That's not angry. That's like killing kids. Yeah. It's not angry.
That's human and human woman and human kid as well. And that's all the word he killed. For sand people. And the dogs.
All of them. But
if there's a sand person version of John Wick.
To be human.
Epic.
Oh, man.
Now, there's something
there could be one.
Do.
Yeah. What? That'll be in The Mandalorian in season 3. Yeah,
like, he kills all the dogs as well, so then it's a John Wick Tusken Raider.
Yeah, yeah. So what happens next?
Well,
they get the
a message from
not yet.
Yes,
the message.
Not
yet.
Oh yeah, not yet.
Because Obi-Wan has to get captured first, and that's exactly what happens.
That's right.
He lands on the planet, and then he sneaks
and he gets captured.
Geonosis place. Figures out that the plan is they're building a huge army and that all of these trade federations are forming an alliance or a separatist force, you might say.
Yes.
And they're building a huge army. So then he sends a message to Anakin, but Anakin ain't on Naboo anymore. Where the hell is he? He's on Tatooine. So he sends a message.
More like Naboo.
Nah, bro.
Because the Naboo. More like Naboo.
That's Django. Where is he?
Naboo.
So he finds Anakin on Tatooine. He sends a message that R2 hears, and he goes and gets Padme and Anakin and all that. And they're like, I need help. Yeah. There's bad stuff here. And then he gets attacked in his little hologram message. So Mace Windu says to Anakin, protect the senator. Stay where you are. We'll go and handle it. So then Padme's like,
cool.
Yeah.
You have to protect me. I'm going to go there. You're going to have to come along. So he does.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a loophole for you.
Of course.
Senator's man, am I right?
A little bit of a cheeky smile with that one.
Crafty boys and girls.
That's a good idea, Padme.
Can I fly?
Follow you. Can I come with you?
So they head off to Geonosis.
yes.
And they... go into a droid robotics facility
and
of some
this
sort.
Is probably the most crap action scene in this bad. Movie.
It is so crap.
It is, and it's also shocking.
It has a doorway that has a retractable bridge for some reason that drops them onto a conveyor belt. And I was like, what?
Why?
Mm-hmm. What purpose? So, like, you know, we were talking about it last week about the laser doorways, and you had a good explanation for that. But do you have an explanation for the retractable bridge?
It's 2 feet long to start with.
It's a supervisor bridge, and it's retractable, okay. So it doesn't take up any of the factory floor space. It's all I got.
It's
all I got.
Oh, right. Yep. Okay. Yep.
They're basically pirates.
Right.
Why it's don't a plane. They just have, why does like, they could just have a window. That's
yes.
it.
Yes, Dean. They could have a window. You're absolutely right.
So they do. And so C-3PO, because they're in this movie is with like R2-D2 and C-3PO are also following them through. And C-3PO comes to like the edge and R2 sort of tries to kill him, pushes him straight into the conveyor belt. I was like, oh yeah, that's nice.
Mad jerk. He's like, he's met this dude twice.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I'm pretty sick of this C-3PO kid.
He's been a bit of an R2 D-bag.
Pretty sick of this C-3PO dude. I'm going to off him so then I never have to have any more adventures with this guy. I'm just going to push him off the bench. That'll sort things out there.
Yeah, I'll get rid of him. Get rid of him. No one's looking. he's like Anakin just got away with genocide. I'm what sure I could just get away with killing one droid.
What a gangster.
So we have all the lightsabers like just getting like, well, we have Anakin's lightsaber just gets like smashed in this scene as well. And I feel like in the prequels especially, like in the original movies and even in the sequel trilogy, lightsabers are sort of treated so sort of like as these prized possessions.
Yes.
Whereas in this trilogy, it's almost like
they're
a lightsaber
expendable.
They're very expendable.
Yeah.
And it kind of annoys me that like there's this sort of mythology that they've built up.
Mm-hmm.
Before they made the prequels, and then they kind of throw it out.
I remember before these, where was it? It was sometime back in the 90s or early 2000s where Luke Skywalker's having this, interview talking about his whole thing with the new prequel movies and how he was quite annoyed at the...
Mark Hamill, Skywalker, right?
Yeah. Well, Mark Hamill was talking about his annoyances because every time, apparently... Back in the Empire and Return of the Jedi, they had him and David Prowse had way cooler fight moves and scenarios set up and lined up and practicing with all these things. George Lucas was like, yeah, no, you can't do that. You need to hold on to it with both hands. This is Excalibur. This is a sacred weapon that you need to handle properly. And he's like, it is your life. And that's so you need, and then it limited what they could do fight star wise and everything. And it's like, that's actually exactly what you're saying. Like they treat the lightsabers in these films completely differently. They're just like, oh, I lost it. That's all right. I got another one in this hand over here.
That's right.
It's exactly that. And so how annoyed would you be? Because like, you'd be thinking, oh yeah, I could do all these really cool fight scenes. And then that you get restricted, and then 10 years later they make the prequels whatever it was, 15 years later. And
Mark Hamill's sitting next here going, WTF, mate.
What the hell?
The stuff you told me. Man. Apparently,
how much better would the original movies been if the fight scenes were actually...
Looked like this.
If it was anything like that scene 38 redone thing that's been going around, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
The other fun thing that in the interview, which is a little bit it's different, but it's connected to this still. Apparently, when they were shooting Return of the Jedi, because at that point the script was out, Luke knew okay, I've meant to gone off and finish my training and become this Jedi Knight. He pitched to George this idea of a whole new different look to Luke Skywalker, where it's like, because he'd just been to Singapore, I think, or like to Japan, and he
seemed like the new
kind of stars. And it was like, I could have my hair cut down like really short and have like this braid samurai. Coming down and like a samurai. And George was like, no, 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 you need to have the same haircut. What happened in Attack of the Clones and Phantom Menace?
Freaking I freak. Actually don't like that look, so like I'm kind of glad that they didn't do that with the original.
That's fair enough, but imagine what Mark Hamill felt like when these movies came out. It was like,
when they came
everything
out.
Everything you
Jesus.
Denied me.
I know my dad gets to do it, but I don't.
I feel like he would have, now looking back, he probably feels like he dodged a bullet though with that look.
Yeah, probably.
Like it's just not a great
look.
But
at the time, he probably felt like Padme stuck in this abusive relationship. And
yes. So speaking of Padme and Anakin, they escape the droid facility only to be captured by the local inhabitants.
And Jango.
Which are like these sort of like insect sort of creature alien things. And they get taken out to this big Colosseum, and as they're heading out, like they're handcuffed and all that, they're going to be basically in like a gladiator kind of battle, but it looks like they're just basically going to just get eaten by these massive monsters. Yes. And Padme confesses her love for Anakin.
And everyone sighs a sigh of like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You're better
than come
this.
On.
Yeah.
Dude. So they get sent out to what I'm going to call the John Carter Arena.
Yep, because that is fine.
Even though John Carter the movie came out after this, John Carter
the graphic novel
mm-hmm. had been out a long time before.
For sure.
So it's basically, it's all that aesthetic mm-hmm. And
it's cool. It is cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It is cool. She does say that she loves him, and I keep thinking that she's loved him ever since he talked about killing all those people.
Ever since he told me about how
who knows what he wants, and we'll go and get it. He's a winner.
And we'll go and get it, yeah.
Ever since you told me how you killed those younglings, it's great because I really don't want kids.
Tell me again. I really don't want kids, especially two of them.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to have twins.
That's, freak that's the crap just, out of me.
What do God you hate no. more about than Tusken Raiders? Ugh, twins.
Twins.
They built the second Death Star and Vader's like, ugh. Another one.
Like a twin.
Another one. It reminds me of some children I had at some point.
That's why he absolutely detests clones. it's a million twins.
So Anakin and Padme find themselves chained to some posts next to Obi-Wan and
paging Dr.
and
Gray.
Like, oh, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to rescue me.
I also feel like Padme is like, oh, I'm gonna just tell you I love you because I know that we're gonna die anyway. So
no, she's like, I'm gonna tell you I love you because I know I can get out of my handcuffs.
You know what? If anything, she should be saying, you know what? I don't love you. I'm trying to get away from you. I'm really scared. And like, this is not a relationship that's going to be working. We're going to die anyways. So.
That's why she casually has a lockpick on her.
You never know when you're gonna have to
I'm hanging with Anakin Skywalker. So, I need a lockpick.
So Anakin's like chained to the post.
Yep. Ted Bundy's chained to the post.
Ted Bundy is chained to the post. If ever the line was used badly, like you know, like the famous "I've got a bad feeling about this."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is the worst time that it's been used in the whole Star Wars franchise because he literally watches this massive, terrifying monster come out. And it's about to eat them. And he's like, I've got a bad feeling about this. And I'm
at
like,
at that point,
really?
Anakin turns and
Did you get a bad feeling
about this?
Did
giant
the Force
monster?
Tell you that? did you use the Force for that? Like, not this massive creature that's like, did you meditate?
Are you the chosen one?
Of your powers of observation. Please teach me your ways.
And it's actually literally after one of the guards gets eaten by one of the creatures that's like that he's herding out, And then he says, he's like, I've got a bad feeling about this. I'm like, oh, wow, ooh, wow. Anakin, you're so smart.
Obi-Wan just turns, looking at me going, why?
He's like,
I don't.
I'm really stressed. I'm like, I'm just like, it's right now is not the time for sarcasm. Okay. I'm just saying it to lighten the mood. And what? It just now I'm offended and now I'm upset and I'm going to die.
No,
you never listen. You're holding me back.
You're holding
How
me
can
back.
I hold you back when you've got such effective observation skills? I'm so sorry, Master Skywalker. Idiot.
So, Padme jumps to Anakin from a considerable height after she climbs up the top of the pole and like unpicks it and everything. Yes. And onto the back of like one of the creatures, because he's basically by this point he's been able to tame the creature or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's a pretty big height that she lands directly onto the back of the creature. I was like, surely that's like a shattered hip or something. Like that is she's dead. Like, well, she has to be dead.
It's like, we don't know how cushioned that beast is, that thing is. Oh. Like, it could be a pretty chunky, like fleshy thing. Like, nicely padded.
Padme?
It doesn't look very padded. No.
Oh, the beast.
Padme.
Well, anyway.
Maybe, but yeah.
They're running around. They're doing all sorts of bollocks. Eventually, all the droids come in and they're like, you're not going to escape. We have you outnumbered woefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then Mace Windu rocks up, puts a lightsaber to Jango's head, and he's like, let's do this. I'll fight you, basically. And now, then all
I'm
of
kinda
the Jedi.
I'm
kind of
wondering about this.
Okay.
No, it's like, I wonder why he picked Jango out of everyone there.
Because he's the biggest threat.
That's true.
Is he?
Of course he is.
But he knows who Count Dooku is.
Yeah. But it's not in his character. The biggest threat would be the bounty hunter. You can just turn and shoot him in the face. Kill him quick.
As opposed to Dooku. Yeah, I don't know. Just like,
we haven't seen Dooku fight yet.
He thought that he was the biggest threat. But Mace Windu has.
Yeah.
Because they were Jedi together.
They were Jedi together. So
yeah.
Yeah. Look, I don't really have a problem with that. But anyways.
I know. It's weird that I found a plot hole. Or like found
That's
like
crazy.
I'm just nitpicking.
I find a bigger plot hole is that they're surrounded by droids and they like all the Jedis are surrounded, as well as Padme, who only has a blaster.
She has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
She's out in the open and everyone shoots at them, but Padme doesn't get hit.
No.
Now I understand that the Jedis can like, you know, use their lightsabers and block, but Padme had a blaster. She has a blaster and a dream.
And that dream is to not get shot.
She has a lot of, but she's wearing a lot of plot armor.
Plot armor.
Plot armor, of course. Yeah.
She's probably force sensitive as well.
Not much actual clothing, just a lot of plot armor.
So yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. So all the Jedi rock up, lightsabers on. They all jump down to the Colosseum and this thing kicks off hard. They are killing droids.
It does.
They're getting shot. Imagine being that one Jedi that gets killed straight away. What a loser.
Sucks to be him.
And it's just getting...
Must
have been an apprentice. That's right. Or an assassin.
That was the intern.
that was the intern.
Yeah.
So then... It's just getting too... They're getting overrun. There are so many droids.
It's just Gary the intern. Gary the intern. He just brings coffee out for the Jedi.
He's not even a Jedi. He's like, I don't have a lightsaber, but I... yes, let's go.
Yes, I got your coffee.
I'll fight
guys.
From the back lines? No. Okay. We're in a Colosseum. Why are we in a Colosseum? Anyway, it looks like the battle's lost and all the Jedi are about to be killed, but then... All the droids explode. And down comes the best bit of the movie. Here comes
Jango's
the mother-flipping Republic army.
Yes, Jango is
Jango,
dead.
Jango gets killed first before this happens.
Cut off.
And
Yep.
He gets his head cut off, which after like they sort of leave the Colosseum area, we have the the scene with Bubba probably come up and he picks up the helmet.
The coolest shot in this movie. Think of,
yeah. All right. I could think of it was actually that meme where the head you
falls
see the
out.
Head
oh.
it's actually that moment's never been more effective for me, really. Because I'm like, oh, he sits in there.
That'd be a good touch.
Like, you're like, you dub over. It's like, dad? Dad, are you okay?
It's like on ants. Have you, you know, like on ants when the head like talks?
Yes.
Oh,
that's a traumatic.
So bad. What a great kids movie that is.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah, anyways. So, yeah, sorry. The clone army has arrived with Yoda in charge. And I was thinking also that he'd be like a really annoying leader because of the way that he like talks. It'd be just
engage.
Like, attack the left flank.
You must not.
You're like, you will not. Or whatever, like, you must not. Yeah, kind of thing. And we get some really good shots of Kit Fisto, like, you know, swinging his lightsaber around with all his hair tentacles. And I was like, wow, I wonder if he was born with more tentacles.
What?
And, like, lost a few.
Jason.
From, like, his battles, because it's, like, swinging around a fair bit. And but maybe it regrows or something because, like, yeah, he has to have singed off a few.
Why does he have to?
Yeah, what? But the... Because they're really swinging around.
That's how good he is.
And that lightsaber is just going like crazy. It just has
to.
Well,
that's why he is a Jedi master.
Just one or two. Just yeah.
He's not cutting parts of his head off.
That's a lot to think about. Just he could have put a hamper.
That sounds like something an intern would do.
He could have worn a hairnet.
Like. A hairnet, come on! Like, you know, you have to wear a hairnet when you work in a kitchen.
Right. That's true.
Surely. Like,
spatial awareness.
If you're
guys.
Working with, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's probably like also like messing up his center of gravity. Anyway,
yeah. So the battle kicks off. Yeah. All the clones have set up sort of like a forward operating base. Big old fight. It's absolutely epic. They're bringing down all the separatist ships. They're not letting them leave the planet. Oh, yeah. And Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Padme are on the hunt. They're going after Dooku. The ship gets hit.
Yeah.
Padme falls out along with another trooper. Anakin whinges again, and then Obi-Wan's like, dude, we're going to fight a Sith. Pull your head out. Let's do this thing.
Yeah. See, what Obi should have done is he should have said, look, we might kill some younglings along the way. And then Annie would have been, I'm back on board.
Yeah, Jesus said, Anakin, Count Dooku's real age is 15. He's like, let's go.
You should have started
So that's exactly what they do. They follow Dooku into this little hangar area where his spaceship is and they engage him.
Freak.
And Anakin's a little bit overzealous and he goes right at him straight away and it doesn't work. And it results in him getting his arm cut off and knocking him out.
Yes. Yep.
Now it's Obi-Wan's turn. And Obi-Wan gives him a good licking, and it's great. And it's
hang on.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Obi-Wan gets zapped. Sorry, Anakin gets zapped first.
That's right. And then Obi-Wan singed.
Yes.
And then he throws
then
his lightsaber at
Anakin. Comes back in and then does the dual wielding.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was cool at the time.
It is pretty cool.
And then the arm gets cut off.
And it looks like all is not. But.
What's going to happen now?
Here comes Baby Yoda's dad, Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Yeah.
Papa Yoda.
Yeah. Papa Yoda.
That is
Papa
Yoda. Boomer Yoda.
Fan theory. Not confirmed. Probably not happening. Yeah. Probably a clone.
That's right.
Continue.
Yoda walks in. Yep. They do a little bit of a force fight.
This should have been the only time that they use CGI on Yoda. For this movie. It should have been all the puppet until
the
this moment.
Did you see the puppet? The puppet looked shocking.
Or, actually,
the
here's the thing.
So stupid.
And another reason why Phantom Menace is better, because Phantom Menace,
there's a good
used a puppet Yoda. And then for the Blu-ray release, so not even like DVD and original, you know, release, for the new Blu-ray release, which came out, I'm going to say 2010? Maybe?
Yeah.
They decided to go animated, but that was a good, like, you know, at least 5 years after Attack of the Clones had come out. And so digital, like CG Yoda in Phantom Menace is way better than CG Yoda in Attack of the Clones.
Agreed.
You go back and watch, and it's like, that's so right. much better.
It was bad CG for him.
Yeah.
But
it was.
So
So him and Dooku go into a force fight.
It is still pretty cool. It is cool. Like, the fight's pretty cool. Mm.
It is. It is a good fight.
I kind of don't believe a lot of Christopher Lee's movements. Because you can see when it like goes to like a stunt double. Because
he did all his own stunts. That was him the whole time. 100%.
That was him going not like at that all. That
was,
the whole time.
Yeah, that was wow. totally
yeah.
it.
Yeah, those close-ups were him. Yeah. Yes. That's all he did.
I reckon, because you know there's like close-ups where the like lightsabers, you don't actually see the lightsabers in shots, and it's all just the light reflecting.
Yeah.
Like off, you know, off their
faces. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I reckon it's just like a couple of like, a couple of gaffers just off screen. Just waving these LEDs. Yeah,
turning lights on and off.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, like yeah, not even waving anything. Doing this just weird turning lights thing. On and off.
That's wow. how they filmed it.
Hmm. While Dooku is fighting Yoda, who's become Crouching Tiger, Hidden Muppet, Dooku yes. realizes that he's going to lose this fight and presents Yoda with an ultimatum.
Oh, no.
Save the kids or the girl you love.
Yeah,
and he brings down a big old cylinder on top of Obi-Wan and Anakin, and Yoda chooses the stupid humans instead of killing a Sith Lord.
Yeah,
well, he saved Obi-Wan. We got to thank him for that.
Yeah, you got me there. He saved Obi-Wan.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He saved.
I mean, ideally, if he had to pick one,
that's the one to pick.
Like, you know, yeah. Unfortunately, he had to do both. Apparently, so whatever.
Yeah. It was a 2-for-1 deal, so, you know, it was, yeah. So, then we have Count Dooku makes his
buggers off.
And he meets up with Darth Sidious, who's put on his robe again.
And
he's
that guy
looking
is.
All evil. That's how you know that he's, like, in the Darth Sidious mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
he means business.
They meet up at, like, really, like, must be, it's like the slums of Coruscant, basically. These old wrecked buildings.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of like the industrial estate kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Newcastle everything actually gets of, done.
Yeah.
Of Coruscant, I reckon.
That's right. Yep.
Right, Paul?
So,
yes.
Okay.
So, we get basically back in Naboo. Anakin and Padme get married.
He has a gross robot arm. Have
Yep.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of how it ends. And I'm like, yep, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So it ends with Padme marrying a serial killer. And that's
Is C-3PO his best man? I'm really confused about this.
Yes. They're witnesses, technically.
C-3PO.
Witness. Oh, okay. Oh, so they must have signed the papers.
Yes.
R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. I'd say C-3PO is a maid of honor.
It's like a secret wedding, right? Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Yep.
R2's the best man.
Of course.
That makes more sense.
He's the best boy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I guess like their signatures are pretty easy. They just upload them.
It's just all binary.
Yeah.
Windows 0011110.
0111.
Yep.
0111.
It's their activation code. Brilliant.
It's their true name.
So that's the end of the movie, pretty much.
And on it, also, there's a sinister look and one more sinister looking Palpatine shot to finish this.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You
know, yeah, as like the fleets getting assembled and all that kind of thing, we get a few of the.
I love that bit.
Yeah.
So good.
Yep. And
which is
the
cool.
The Battle of Geonosis has won. The battle for the galaxy has yet to begin.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
Although the Battle of Geonosis is soon going to be real bad because they all die.
Yeah, holy crap. That is a dark turn. Yeah.
Yep.
They get they wipe
them
out.
They genocide the whole planet.
Oh, yeah.
Mental.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different movie, different time.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So, what do you guys give this out of Birds? Yes. Where does it land for you guys? Dean.
I feel like this podcast in its long run and, you know, just real drag has led me to believe that this movie is just as bad as I thought it was at the start. So, yeah, I'm going to give this one bird.
One bird.
One bird. Hell.
One bird.
Righto.
Yeah.
What did you give the holiday special?
One bird.
Oh, crap.
Was that
one zero? And a half birds.
There you go.
There you go.
Wow.
You're welcome. Wait, hang on. Wow. What did I give the Ewok movies?
That's, we don't know.
I don't know.
Like one, I think I probably would have given them one listen. And a half.
Probably a two. I think you did holiday default, special with half give. A bird, and then you went to one bird okay. and then one and a half birds.
I think by default, yeah. then I have to give this two birds.
You do. You've painted yourself into a corner here.
You do.
I'd have.
Look, yeah. look, we've done it. We've converted
we've
him.
We've killed him. We got him, R2. Get
you
him,
guys
dude.
Suck.
Yeah. That's the last we'll see of him.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to give it two and a half.
For you?
Two and a half.
Two and a half. Okay.
Yeah. Still good. Yeah. I mean, like okay. I said, mm-hmm. yeah. half the movie. I'd say just a bit over half the movie is pretty good. So
okay.
that's worth two and a half to me.
There are some really good moments in it. I think overall it's not as bad as I remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was kind of nice to actually rewatch it. The scenes with Anakin and Padme really kill
skip
it.
Skip it. But, great.
But yeah, okay, you
I would
skip
do
it
that next
great
time.
Movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I recommend it a
so,
lot.
So I'm with you, Dean, with two.
Great.
It's not the worst movie I've ever seen, but it's necessary watching.
And again,
if
you
fan.
Want to enjoy this movie, so. Go watch the holiday special and two Ewok movies.
Man.
You will love
and this is fantastic compared to the right. holiday special.
This should be the disclaimer that comes with this movie.
It should be. It should be. But
the disclaimer is Star Wars Episode Two. Hey, could be worse.
Go watch a bunch of crap and then
it could
come
be
back.
Much worse. So that brings us to the end of this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the show and you want to support the show, you can visit us at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month, and that just helps us to keep the lights on. Otherwise, if you want to support the show in another way, you can support us by writing us a review or subscribing and liking us on whatever platform you're on right now. That would really help us out.
Yep.
Just help us get exposure.
Not
follow
as
us
much
on
as
Facebook,
the money,
Twitter,
but still,
Instagram.
Yeah, it's good.
So, yeah, well, money's always good too, but yeah.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're Nerds Before Birds on all of those except for Twitter, where we're Nerds Before Bird.
Singular.
Singular. Is there anything else we need to plug for the week?
No, that's it.
I think that's about it.
That's it.
Mm. Yeah. We still got a free t-shirt. And
oh, yeah. Are we meant to be deciding that
that's
today?
That's still going. I think we'll probably run it for another 2 weeks because it's like a 50-50 at this stage.
Between Jason and me.
The competition. So, like, if this was the lottery... Man, like you're
pretty
right
good
now.
On. If you jump onto our Facebook page and comment on the Facebook page,
yep.
mm-hmm.
There's just the actual rules for the thing. What mm-hmm. was it? It was like
how
basically
you make Star Wars
convince
better?
Us one thing.
No, it was
It was a holiday special. It was basically it. One thing that's good about the holiday special.
Can you name
tell
one
us
good
one
thing
about
so,
it?
What is it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And that's all you have
if
to do.
If so, why is it kill charger?
Yeah. yeah. we can award that winner maybe at the end of Cringe Month. Yep. I think that'll be next week. Mm-hmm. So we have one more week for that. And that's a free t-shirt. So it's 50-50 at this stage.
Yep.
Three odds will go down. Those two entrants.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Yeah.
Pretty easy.
So that's the end of the show. Hope you liked it. Good night.
Wait.
May the force be with you.